Well, and the purpose of the tribunal is there's truth and justice, and then the other thing that people talk about and the Security Council mentioned is reconciliation. Do you see your role as contributing to reconciliation?
I think this, I'm not so sure if really the tribunal has evaluated his role as in the reconciliation among Rwandese. I think this side of its mission has been forgotten, really, because reconciliation between whom and whom? Because some might say that this tribunal has failed to reach. When some kind of what is being said by Rwandese you talk to on the street, they don't see really the work of ICTR in reconciling Rwandese. It's something which is being done somewhere there, and they are not aware of what's going on. And other people do say that this tribunal is only prosecuting one side of the people who were in war in Rwanda, mainly the former government officials. I think you are aware that many people do criticize the ICTR for not having indicted, the other people who were fighting with the former Rwandese government, mainly the RPF soldiers or officials who might have committed some crimes against humanity. So these kind of failures do make some people think that the tribunal has failed totally in addressing or in meeting this reconciliation objective. That's what I can say on this issue.
We're reaching the end of the interview. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else that you think people in the future should know about your role, the tribunal, or something that you want them to know about it that we haven't already touched upon?
Okay, what I can say is that this tribunal has been created by the United Nations. And I think we are now moving towards the end of this tribunal, but in the chambers, we have started to feel the pressure of the end. Now we are being pushed beyond reasonable limit to finish this tribunal to the detriment of the right to a fair trial. That's a problem I'm seeing now, because everywhere you see the chambers are pushing everybody to finish this, the work of this tribunal, even when it seems to be impossible. So I think it will be unfortunate that some kind of maybe completion strategy or financial constraint might at the end of the day violate the right to a fair trial. There are now some people who are being brought here, who are being arrested, and they are being brought here. I'm sure the tribunal, the chambers, will say this trial has to end within a very short period, and maybe the defense or we not have time to prepare the case. So I think the tribunal is more interested in finishing this tribunal than respecting the rights of the accused and so forth. That's what I can say here for now.
Well, thank you very much for taking the time to talk with us.
I have one last question.
Oh, yes.
Do you have any hope for the future, the next generation?
Rwandese generation or which generation?
What's that?
Rwanda?
Rwanda generation.
For either Rwanda or the world, or both.
Okay. I'm hopeful, and I'm hopeful by nature, so I'm not pessimistic. I don't know if it is a proper word in English. Mm-hmm. I'm not pessimistic, so I hope things one day will...
If, for people my age, if you could give some advice that you've learned through your time here, what would you think is most important to teach us?
What is most important is to, for the young generation, is to, I mean, to love each other, because basically when you look at the things what happened in Rwanda, for instance, in 1994, it was terrible, it's horrible, and it is a shame that, for instance, somebody young like you are might, for instance, kill your neighbor or harm somebody's life. So I think the younger generation should learn from the past, so that the future, in future, such things might never happen again. That's what I can say.
What should they learn about the tribunal?
Sorry?
What should they learn about the tribunal in terms of... So they should learn about the past, mm-hmm. but also, are there lessons from this process that you think they can take?
Okay. What I can say, for instance, from the lesson from this tribunal, I can only take one example, as what I said, about the undue delay in the proceedings, for instance. They should know that somebody has to be tried for what he has done, it has to be done quickly so that his rights might be respected in a shorter period than what has been going on in some cases here at the tribunal. That's what I can say at this moment.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Okay, you're most welcome.